Joining me on Alt 105.3 right now is Golden State Warriors Chief Revenue Officer Brandon Schneider. Brandon, thanks for hanging out with us this morning at Chase Center.
Thanks for having me.
This is kind of mind-blowing. I don't even know where to begin. I have 1,000 questions. But first, I want to know, because I'm looking around at all these suites and all these amazing courtside seats, and honestly, the normal seats look like I could take a comfortable nap in them. Everything here looks so plush. What's the most expensive seat in the house?
The one you're sitting in.
I know. I'm in like center court right now.
That's the only one you can't get unless you can shoot threes like Steph Curry.
This is true. So tell me how the process has been. I mean, I was going to ask you a few things about what you do. You do everything here. You literally do. What don't you do? I guess that's my question.
I don't play basketball.
Okay.
But no, oversee a lot of the revenue areas, marketing, our community efforts, which is really important to us. And then our G League team down in Santa Cruz,
right.
Which is also an important part of our organization, developing both basketball talent, but also business people as well.
Okay. You've been with the Warriors for what, 18 years? Is that correct?
It's funny. You're close. 17 years as of yesterday. So to the day.
That's amazing. Congratulations. Happy anniversary, I guess.
Ish.
Yesterday. You started out in ticket sales as an account executive. Is that correct?
You got it.
This is pretty amazing, the journey you've made. And I don't even have words. I think about where I'd want to be in, 17 years from now. And the accomplishments you've had, the way you've grown with everything you've done, this place is just a testament to your hard work, I feel. So we can just credit you for everything.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's all me. Forget the whole team of hundreds and thousands of people that have been working on this.
Forget the Warriors, all the things.
Rick Welts, Joe Laika, yeah. Bob Myers.
Well, congratulations. This is absolutely gorgeous. Dallas has been a Warriors fan for
quite some
ever?
Time. For quite some time. It's been 17 years that you've been here just alone, and so much that has happened. That's right about the time I started making my dad take me to games in Oakland. Not a very good team, but everybody in my school in like 2001, 2002, Lakers, Kings fans, I liked the underdog. I liked Eric Dampier, Gilbert Arenas, and those guys. And I was like, I want to go see them play. So it's obviously been quite, the renaissance for the team, after the We Believe years and to now. Probably amazing for you to be a part of the organization while that's all been happening.
Yeah, you got it right. I mean, I think everyone nowadays remembers the last several years that have been sort of the golden years, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
The days you're describing, when I started here in 2002, we were in the middle of an 18-year span where we made the playoffs one time. We play in a league, I know you guys are fans, 16 of 30 teams make it, right?
Sure.
So you'd expect 10 playoff appearances. So it's been fun watching, and a lot of credit goes to Joe, Laika, Peter Guber, Rick Welts, Bob Myers, Steve Kerr, who've really changed the culture. And now 7 straight playoff appearances, first NBA team in 53 years to go to the finals 5 years in a row. So it has been really fun to watch. And then the thing we've talked the most about over the last couple of years, the basketball team, but how do we transition over to where we're sitting, Chase Center.
Right. I know this is probably a really juvenile question, but considering you oversee part of the fan experience and all of the things within the Chase Center, what's the best food? Where do I need to eat? Where should I go first when I'm at a game?
It's funny you say that, by the way. We all think of ourselves as overseeing the fan experience. That's the most important thing that we do.
Okay.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. It's interesting. So you mentioned all the premium seats and the suites, and they're awesome, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think my early favorite area of the building is actually the upper concourse. You wouldn't say that in most arenas. I don't know if you've been to any other arenas or stadiums in your day, but usually you wouldn't point to the upper concourse. But so when you talk about food, Hot Dog Bill's has to be up there. If anyone plays golf at the Olympic Club, everyone knows the burger on a hot dog bun. We have those here. Bake Sale Betty's out of Oakland. Anyone that lives in Oakland or the East Bay knows Bake Sale Betty's. Line out the door every day. Amazing fried chicken sandwiches. We have those. Tony's Pizza from North Beach. Hawkalicious. I could keep going.
You have Belly from Oakland as well, too, right?
We do. Belly and Sweet Belly.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. So the food, I mean, throughout the building, you'll have great food, but Upper Concourse is a great option. Views out to the water while you're enjoying your meal.
Nice.
Different places to get a drink. Because, usually when you don't have a club seat in arenas, people don't necessarily have somewhere to go. This is what we hear from fans in our old venue. We have that here at Chase Center.
Okay. Now, you actually put me on the spot before we started this interview. I was talking about my quest to visit every stadium, and you had said, well, what about NBA? And I'm like, you're right, because I've visited so many NFL and baseball stadiums, and now I'm going to add NBA stadiums, arenas to my list. So this is officially only my third NBA arena that I've visited. I've obviously been to Oracle, and then I went to a Clipper game once. So this is so far the best I've been to. So there you go.
Yeah, we joke sometimes when we see kids sitting in really good seats. We're like, you're kind of scarred, because now when you sit 20 rows up or upper level, you're gonna have the same phenomenon here. You've been to Chase Center.
I know
it's gonna be hard to go to all these other arenas.
Do you have kids?
I do. I have a two and a half year old.
Okay, as your kid grows up, they're not gonna know what it's like, because they're gonna obviously have access to these games, these great stadiums. Same thing with my niece and nephews. When I take them to a concert, I'm like, Kit, you guys have to remember, you don't get to go backstage usually. This is not normal life.
Yeah.
It's just the perks of working and stuff like that. But no, I'm looking around Chase Center right now. Not a bad seat in the house. Like, everything is just top-notch. So, well done.
Thank you.
Very, very cool.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
It.